This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
So, in this order, Cruz, Trump, Rubio, and probably in this order, just barely, Clinton, Sanders. But spare a thought for those who had to quit last night. Martin O'Malley, the former Maryland governor, and Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor. They also raised money through what are called super PACs. But where does that money now go? Reporter Sally Herships is following this.
First, what are super PACs allowed to do with extra money?
Super PACs have very wide discretion on what they can do with leftover funds.
Rob Kellner is a partner with the law firm Covington & Burling. He specializes in election and political law.
So they can't, you know, start selling illegal drugs or do something like that. But otherwise, there are very few limitations on what they could do with the funds.
Jon Barron is former general counsel to the Republican National Committee.
Well, what they can do with the money is return it to contributors.
That's what happened when Rick Perry dropped out of the presidential race this fall. Virtually all the money was refunded to donors. Bob Biersack is with the Center for Responsive Politics. He says when it comes to the wealthy donors behind super PACs, the old golden rule applies.
The person with the gold makes the rule.
Baran says if a super PAC decides to hold on to its money, it could also spend it on another type of political activity, like independent advertising on behalf of another candidate. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.